Cold Lake in a move aimed at enhancing regional connectivity and economic growth, the Alberta government has announced an investment of $1.13 million to support the development of regional airports across the province, and some of that money will be coming to Cold Lake. The investment is part of a broader strategy to strengthen Alberta's aviation infrastructure and create more opportunities for local businesses and communities. Some of the grant funding will support the Cold Lake Regional Airport complete a feasibility study for airport certification to support scheduled air services, totaling $144,000. This initiative could help enhance the airport's capabilities and attract more air carriers, bolstering economic output and connectivity for the region. Cold Lake Mayor Craig Copeland expressed his enthusiasm regarding the funding allocated to the airport for research aimed at obtaining certification from the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority, CATSA. "What this will allow us to do is look at the regional airport that the city owns just north of town, northwest of town a bit, understand what would be involved to be certified for Canadian Air Transport Security Authority, CATSA, which is the designation that you need in order to bring passenger commercial air service through Cold Lake," Copeland explained. He further stated, "It's an important step in us bringing commercial air service to Cold Lake, which is going to help, whether you're a resident or the business community in our area just doing business, that much more efficient. You could bring up people from Calgary or whatever, they can have a meeting and fly back to Calgary. It's just going to provide a better level of service for everybody and also for those that want to get away. Connecting people. Alberta's regional airports connect people, create jobs, and help local businesses reach new markets," says Devin Dreeshan, Minister of Transportation and Economic Corridors. "This investment will facilitate the growth of the province's regional airport network, enabling the seamless movement of people and goods, and creating more opportunities for municipalities and local industry to thrive." Matt Jones, Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Trade, highlighted the role of regional airports in sustaining Alberta's economic growth. "Regional airports play a critical role in keeping Alberta connected and our economy growing," he emphasized. "We are working with our partners to ensure all corners of the province are in the best position to attract job-creating investment and opportunities from around the world for all Albertans." The funded projects for other regional airports vary in scope and include feasibility studies for commercial development, hangar development, airport master plans, and business cases to attract new airlines and enhance infrastructure, according to the press release sent out from the Government of Alberta. Tracy Gardner, Executive Director of the Central Alberta Economic Partnership, highlighted the importance of regional airports in supporting economic corridors and investment attraction. "Transportation is critical to a thriving region that leads to sophisticated manufacturing, technological innovation, and investment attraction," she noted.